Okay. Hi, my name is Sierra Jones, and I'm a student at TCC West Campus, and I will be performing the interview today with Serenity Reader. Today is February 18th, and we are at Tulsa Community College Northeast Campus. We will be interviewing Nathalia.
Yes.
an ESL student here at Northeast Campus. The purpose of this interview is to get to know more about her life as an ESL student. Okay.
Okay.
What was it like? I mean, like, where did you live in Brazil?
I live in São Paulo. It's a big city. And I live with my parents in Brazil. And I had work and I had my car. My family in Brazil. So I miss this, but I really like here. I'm married now. So, and I'm very American, and I try speaking English, but yeah. I'm not totally good, but I try. And I really like here. It's so different than my city in Brazil, because it's so calm, and don't have too much traffic, the cars. It just make me crazy in Brazil. And I really like the people here. People so hospital?
Yeah,
I don't know the word.
Yeah, I'm trying.
But it's like when you go to some places here, the people said, you have beautiful hair. Yeah. And I said, thank you. The people in Brazil don't do that.
Yeah.
It's so friendly here, and I really like this. And I really like the, when I go to the places, like restaurants, has good service here. And I like the organization here. It's like, and the principal, the secret.
Yeah.
Because in Brazil, it's not bad.
Did any of your family come with you?
No, I come alone, but I have my aunt. She's Brazilian, and she lives in Claremore. And when I come here, I live with her, and now I live with my husband in Alaska. It's close.
How long have you been married?
1 month and 2 days, right? 5 days.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So 6 days. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Is your husband American from here?
Yeah, he is from Tulsa.
Oh, okay.
He is born in... what's the name? San Francis?
San Francisco?
Yeah, San Francisco.
Oh, St. Francis.
St. Francis, yeah.
Oh, the hospital.
Yeah, hospital.
Okay.
Yeah, in Tulsa.
Okay. Did you have, like, education back in Brazil? Like, did you go to, like, an elementary and, like...
Yeah, I have a degree in master in Brazil.
Oh, dang.
And I don't know here what's the name, but I'm in biomedicine. So I work in lab, and after I have my master in audit, it's like he check the things.
Yeah.
And I do that in Brazil before. And my intention when I come here is learn English, and when come back to Brazil, get a best job.
Yeah.
Than I have before, because when you speak English, it's like, ooh. It's so nice.
So you want to go back to Brazil?
No, I don't think now, because I'm married here. But before, it's like, I really think come back and have a job. But now, I think, you know, I need to pass in the 12th, and I need to take my license here if I want to work in my degree. If I don't want, I need passing top, and I need to go to the college and try something different or close.
Yeah. Was education hard being a woman?
Yeah.
I read up a lot about that, how it's very, like,
yeah,
males are very superior, and how it's hard.
What do you stood here? It's like you stood in TCC, yeah? What's the course?
We're doing Comp 2. It's like an English. It's kind of like, it's like grammar and...
Like we write papers.
Yeah.
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 Like yeah. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So smart. Yeah, that's so nice.
How long did you live in Brazil before you moved?
25 years. No, 26. 26 years.
How old are you now?
I'm 26 now. So I'm 27. My birthday is May 22nd. So
okay. Why did you choose to come to Tulsa?
Because my aunt lives here. So, and I think this is a little easy, and I don't spend too much money because I need to pay the course, the classes, the English classes, and I don't need to pay for stay someplace, yeah? And I don't need to pay for food.
Yeah.
And I have a little, this is good for me. And I really like here. One time in vacation with my mother, I come here before, and I look and I say, oh,
yeah,
peaceful. It's like, oh, I really like it.
How did you feel when you first came here? Like, how did you feel, like, when you first started attending TCC?
When it's TCC, nervous. Totally nervous. Because I don't speak English, nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, I learn English in school. But, you know, in Brazil, it's like, verb to be, verb to be, verb to be, don't pass this. And some people speak incorrect the words. Mm-hmm. No, they speak the pronunciation like you speak. And it's like we don't learn in Brazil.
Yeah.
Like how I can ask the people, oh, I want this. It's like... Here it's like, can I have it? Something? It's like, for me, it's like, I want this. I want something. No, it's so aggressive if I said, I want, yeah? It's like, no polite. And I learned this and has a lot of things. But I may feel like a little nervous.
Yeah.
And I start.
Do you have a job here?
No, I can't job because my visa, it's visa, student visa. Uh-huh. And
does your husband have a job?
He has. He's working one company. He's engineer, designer.
Oh, and,
He has a job. I'm not yet. I will try in the future. But
can you get your license here? Or
yeah, so I search, research
yeah.
about that. And, you know, it's a little hard because I need the... Passing the TOEFL and has the score for I need to take. It's like a big score.
Yeah.
And after that has the test for my license. And I don't know what's mean the test. Yeah. You know, it's like I don't have idea. And some words I don't know in English about my degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I thinking, I don't know if it's good, I try the license first, or I take college, close my degree, and I learn the words and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How would you describe your hometown, like, if it was... How would you word that? Like, what was it like growing up, like, in the big city? Uh-huh. Did you ever get, like, lost or...
No. I like São Paulo. But it's crazy. I feel like it's good for one time in my life because when you grow in the big city, you have a lot of things in, you know, sometimes I think people here don't know the dangerous things sometimes, you know, like I know and I think about, it's like people here, it's more pure, I don't know,
pure. Yeah.
And we think a lot of bad things. This is not bad, this is not good, but little bad, this is little good sometimes, because you have been, I don't know the word, but you know about the bad things and good things when you're growing in big city. I think it has bad things here, but no same in like Brazil, São Paulo.
What's the most challenging thing about learning English?
Challenge?
What's the most hard thing?
How difficult?
Yes. Pronunciation. And grammar. And past. I really forget when I talk in past. It's like, I hate past. And future is also, but I really hate past. Because it's so hard, you think about the verb, and you need to change the verb for past. And this is... happens with Portuguese too, but it's my first language, and I know that it's like in English, it's like, oh my gosh, it's so hard. And I think he speak fast, like,
yeah,
sometimes. Okay. And I think sometimes it's hard to I understand my classmates, mm-hmm. because they have accents different. I have accents and they have accents, like,
yeah.
Sometimes it's complicated.
What was the easiest thing? Like, what do you like?
I like it. It's like the verb. I don't have too much persons. Like in Portuguese, mm-hmm. we have like... We have... 7 person in Portuguese. It's like you have do like, I don't know the name. It's like the verb change for 7 uh-huh. persons. Like if I talk about we, it's different.
Yeah.
And it's so I really like this English. And I really like songs in English, so it's
yeah.
the best songs. And I don't know.
What's your favorite song?
My favorite. It's a sad song, but I really like it. The Scientist, Coldplay.
Oh, yeah. I like Coldplay.
Yeah, I really like Coldplay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like them. What is it like every day here? Like, do you come to TCC every day, or do you go, like, every other day?
I come here... in the week 4 times,
mm-hmm.
Monday to Thursday, yeah. And in Friday, I help my aunt. She has laundromat in Glenpool.
Uh-huh.
So I help with
I live, like, by Glenpool.
Yeah.
Ah.
So I help her, and we go to pick up clothes in some places, and... And this is good because I try to learn more English, too.
What has been the hardest thing to, like, get used to about the U.S. or, like, in Tulsa?
Has been?
Like, what was the hardest thing?
The U.S. The only thing I think it's hard here is I miss so far my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the only child, and I think my parents miss me a lot. And I lived with my parents before, so mm-hmm. it's so... I changed a lot of my life in 1 year and something.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. And but I think the hard thing is this. It's no family. Ah, and language.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
It is very
hard. You know,
hard
sometimes I may feel like nothing here.
Yeah.
Like, I can't work. I don't have friends. It's like, you know, it's terrible. And then sometimes I want to do something, like go to the restaurant and feel comfortable, but I can't feel comfortable because I don't speak English. And I go reading the menu, and I will talk about something. It's like incorrect, or people don't understand me, and I don't feel comfortable do things alone here.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did in Brazil. So.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little.
I forgot what I was gonna ask you.
No problem.
Did you have a big wedding when you got married?
So no yet. We have a small first because I don't want to take more English class. I want to take college.
Uh-huh.
And this is because I spend a lot of money here, and now my parents pay for me because my money finished. I really we think about together, let's go get married.
Yeah.
In January. And when, because my parents come here in May, mm-hmm. for my birthday, and we go make the ceremony and party in May. So I plan for this. It's a lot of stress.
Do you have big weddings in Brazil?
Ah, yeah. Yes, big weddings. But I don't think my here is big, because only my parents and my grandparents come here. So my family, everybody don't come.
Yeah.
And I want something like more, it's no big party,
yeah.
only dinner, and only for celebrating.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But he has big weddings too. Yeah, it's so nice, the weddings here too.
Do you get to talk to your parents every day?
Yeah, every day I talk with my mother and my father.
On the phone?
Sometimes only text.
Oh, okay.
But I think 3-4 times a week in weekend.
Yeah.
We talking phone or video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's a little harder.
What's the food like here? Is it food? Do you like it here?
So. I like Brazilian food, but I like it here. It's not different. Has Of course, don't have everything has in Brazil the same, but has like we eat in Brazil a lot rice and beans and meat and salad. It's like this. Mm-hmm. So I can do this here.
Yeah,
I can make this and it's okay. It's no problem. And I really like it, sandwich and everything. So I really love breakfast here. It's the best breakfast.
I love breakfast.
Yeah. The best.
What's your favorite thing to eat in Brazil?
In Brazil? I really like it. It's, I don't know here yet, because Oklahoma does have beaches.
Yeah.
So beaches. And I really enjoyed my grandparents living beach in São Paulo. So I really like it. And I really like food, and I like my language. And my friends, I miss my friends. I don't know, it's because I don't have work and I stood with him. I have friends, like people from here, but I think if I start college or something, I will have friends, good friends here. Sure.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's not totally different, you know. I like something. I don't like. I think I like it the same. But I think the hard is my parents know here.
Yeah.
If my parents is here, it's like perfect. I don't have problem. Because make friends, it's like, it's not easy, but
yeah.
One time I will have friends.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know. I think it's this.
Do you have like a lot of fast food restaurants, like the drive-through? No, do you have that in Brazil?
Yeah, so has in Brazil McDonald's, Burger King.
Oh yeah.
Wendy's. Wendy's. Wendy's.
Yeah, correct? I think
so. Yeah, the fast food. I think the same. Is this? Yeah. So I really like McDonald's. Okay, it's no. So people in Brazil really like McDonald's, and I really like Chick-fil-A here. Oh,
I love Chick-fil-A.
Doesn't have in Brazil, so this is like
ooh, yeah.
I really like Chick-fil-A. And what's the other one? Ah, Whataburger. I like.
Oh my gosh, yeah, Whataburger is so good.
So good.
Yes.
And I really like, you know, this. Some days before, I try what's the name? Has ice cream.
Oh,
banana split.
No. You know the It has the place. It's more ice cream and everything. Brahms. But what's in,
Brahms.
So I really like the sandwich show. And
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah,
and I really like the milkshake.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
good. I love milkshakes. Yeah. Have you ever been to like the carnival that they have like in Rio?
Here,
the big in Brazil. Brazil.
Yes,
you have.
I have been. Have been.
Yeah.
In São Paulo has this, it's not the same. Rio de Janeiro is better.
Yeah.
But São Paulo has the, what's the name, Sambódromo.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the cars with and people with customers and everything. So it's really nice. And the I don't know the name, battery? I don't know. You know the people?
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like it. Emotion, I don't know, it's different. It's, I really like. But I think in Rio de Janeiro, it's the best.
Yeah.
But has Salvador, Bahia, mm-hmm. has like in the streets. And it's a big, it's like what's the name?
Like a float.
Yeah, it's
the big thing.
Yeah, it's like, and you go with the people, singer, and
yeah,
big party. It's nice too, but I really like. But it's like I like sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not too much. So young, I don't know. It's like no, I'm sometimes like staying home and watch movie.
You watch movies?
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite it's bad, but I really like things sad. You know, I don't, it's the Fault of Star. I don't know the name. What's the name?
The Fault in Our Stars.
I cry a lot. It's so beautiful. I really love
it. It is a good movie.
Yeah, I really it's sad movie.
Do you go to movie theaters and watch movies?
Yeah, I try understand them sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like the people helping the image, the visual, help you. I understand, but sometimes I don't understand everything the people said.
Yeah.
And in Brazil, you can go to the theater because most the movies it's from here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We can go to the theater and has the subtitles.
Subtitles.
The people said in English, but has subtitles in Portuguese. So it's so nice. But here not. I can't put subtitles in English. People speak English, subtitles in English. No. Or Portuguese, no. But this has helped me in my home. I put everything in has subtitles. So this has helped me understand more than only listen.
Yeah.
Because it's sometimes hard.
Have you ever been to, like, the rainforest, the big rainforest there? I've always learned about it, but I didn't know if, like, people go there.
Like, Amazon?
The Amazon, yeah.
No, I never. But it's, I think it's so beautiful, but I really, I like, you know, I don't like too much nature.
Yeah.
I feel a little dirty. I don't know, but I like, it's like if people, but it's not my dream, you know.
Yeah.
No, go to Brazil and no Amazon, no.
Yeah.
I really like it more. Beaches, like Rio de Janeiro, it's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And the beaches, it's so beautiful, too. And South Brazil, it's beautiful, too. And I don't, you know, I don't like too much place has too much animals. I
don't
care.
Yeah.
Like, what's the name? I forget now. The animal.
A snake?
A snake,
yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You know.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it. So, but I think it's beautiful and because it's the most important thing in Brazil, yeah?
Yeah.
So it has, but I think the Amazon has in other countries close to Brazil too, but the big, it's in Brazil.
So.
Uh-huh. Does Brazil have like a lot of tourists?
tourist. Yeah, it has more... What's the name?
Like, do they have a lot of people that come from, like, other places?
Yeah, yeah. Principally in Rio de Janeiro, in the northeast, Brazil, people come. São Paulo, not too much because it doesn't have too much things. No, it's like a museum and the museum and the buildings. It's only this snow. Beautiful, like, in Rio de Janeiro, it's more famous, I think. Mm-hmm. And has the crest. The big statue
on a Shrine Mountain.
I have photos in. I think that people go more in this place. It's not too much in São Paulo, but has. But you need the, if you, it's like advice for people. It's like, because here, you know, it's like I go to the places and I put my purse here and okay. But Brazil, you can't, you know.
You can't.
It's like, pay attention with your things. And, yeah. Pay attention with the... Don't think it's like, oh, it's so nice. Because it has bad people, but has so good people, too.
Yeah.
But little pay attention.
Yeah.
No, like, here, you can live in... No, it's like I said, I live in peace here. It's like, because I don't think I'm too much about this. But if you go to Brazil or countries close to Brazil, you need to pay attention because this.
Yeah.
A lot.
Have you been anywhere other than Tulsa? Like, have you went to other...
I went to Colorado this...
Oh, yeah.
What's it? Happy New Year. So, it's so beautiful.
Yeah,
it's
I've been to Colorado. Beautiful. It's really pretty.
And I know Dallas. I don't like too much. I know Dallas. I prefer here.
Oklahoma. Yeah.
And I don't like when people talk about Oklahoma bad. It's like, it's my city now, you know? It's like, don't say nothing about Oklahoma. Because my husband, he's from here, but he lived in Colorado for 10 years. Uh-huh. So he said, it's so beautiful, Colorado. Okay, but I prefer Oklahoma. Okay. I don't know, but I really like this. And it's like in São Paulo, too. If people start talking about bad things about São Paulo, it's like, don't talk with me. I can say bad things about São Paulo, but you can't. It's like this, but...
Have you ever been to like a beach? Have you just been to Colorado? Or have you been
no beaches? No here.
Some of them are pretty, like in Florida.
Yeah,
they're really pretty.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think so. Yeah. All right. But it's so far, this is the. But you know, in the. What's the name? The lakes here has like. No, space like a little beach.
Like a little
Yeah, it's I'm nice too. About,
yeah.
It's okay. It's not bad.
The water is just really dirty.
I think it's I don't miss too much, you know, in summer.
Yeah.
Because I can go to the lake and we can have other things for to do here. So it's okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're getting pretty close to the end. Is there anything else you want to tell us? Or?
Okay. I think I talked too much, but...
Yeah, it was fun. This was fun.
Yeah. And you, how old are you?
I'm 17.
17? And you?
17.
Good age. You know, after 18, passed so far.
Yeah.
It's like, I really want to come back to 17. It's like so the best. But after 18, no, I think after 20, it's like it's far, you know, the time is like. And do you work here or only student?
I'm still in high school.
You almost finished,
I work with my parents.
That's
in their
nice.
Own business.
So. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Keeps me busy.
And they have boyfriends? No? No. Don't think about. Sometimes. Yeah. But have time for boyfriends and
yeah,
because the people marry so fast here.
They do.
Yeah, it's like I don't know if it's the people meet in high school or college. I think college. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the college, meet the.
Yeah, usually they meet in college. Normal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then so fast.
Yeah.
But Brazil, it's no. Well, sometimes it has people, but it's normal. The people finish college. Mm-hmm. And go to work. It's like, you know, the guy, the man.
Yeah.
A lot of time, you know, it's your engagement. It's like 10 years engagement. Yeah. For marriage. It's like, it's great. It's, in here, it's like, oh, really, really love quick. Each other?
Yeah.
Let's come
out. I like it. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really liked it. Yes. Interview.